Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm chatting with John Rubino. He is the founder and editor of the Dollar Collapse website. And John, I want to start off talking about cryptocurrencies. I have talked to a number of people about cryptos. In all fairness, the whole Bitcoin trade has crept into a lot of recent interviews. I want to get your thoughts on how you see cryptos, Bitcoin in particular, what it's telling you about the overall market, because Bitcoin was just recently testing out $24,000, which has just been screaming higher really over the last couple months. In October, we can look at Bitcoin. Bitcoin was around $10,000. Pretty crazy, the moves that we have seen. John, what do you think this is telling you about traders? Is this a defensive play by traders, or is this simply just speculators moving into a market that is typically volatile and just getting it moving?
Hey, Corey. Well, okay, it's one of three things. One is cryptos just bounce around, you know, and there's no real rhyme or reason to it a lot of the time. Bitcoin went up to like 15,000, then down to 3,000. Now it's back up to 24,000. So it could just be that, you know, that it's a super volatile asset class, like you said. The other thing that it could be is that, you know, a lot of prices are going up out there. We're seeing broader based inflation now. We've got gold and silver up, house prices are soaring, industrial commodities are way up. So it's not just limited to financial assets anymore. And so it could be that cryptos are being swept up in this general wave of broadening inflation, which is very interesting if that's the case. And the third possibility is that finally there are ETFs that let you buy cryptos. And so for the, you know, the last 10 years, people have been watching cryptos and going, well, you know, maybe I should get me some Bitcoin, but I don't know how to do it. So they don't do it. You know, I've been one of those people, because it's, you know, setting up an account with an online wallet and choosing the right one and not be having it be hacked like Mt. Gox or ripped off. You know, it's hard to do. But if you can buy an ETF that holds these things, that's easier. And now there is a series of grayscale ETFs that allow you to buy Bitcoin and Ethereum, at least. I'm not sure what else, but those two, with a mouse click. So, you know, back when GLD got started and there were gold ETFs for the first time, that led to a big rise in precious metals prices, because people were buying the ETF because it was easy. And then the ETF had to go out and buy bullion to back up its shares. And it, you know, could be that something like that is happening with the new crypto ETFs, where lots of people are finally able to buy it, and they are, you know, and that's pushing the price up. So could be any of those three, could be a combination, could be some completely new thing that I'm not thinking of, but I think those are some of the possibilities.
So John, what about the use case for cryptos, or more specifically Bitcoin? We have seen some larger institutions start building up inventories of cryptos or of Bitcoin, potentially to build into their platform, whether it's money transfers, whether it's payment platforms. Do you see the use case for cryptos continuing to grow and that being a main driver of this market?
Well, so far it's an asset. People are buying it and storing it and hoping it goes up.
Speculating. Yeah, that's really what people
basically,
are doing.
And you know, for it to have legs as a concept, there has to be a use for it, right? And you know, it was originally designed as a frictionless transaction mechanism. So somehow, some way, that has to happen for the Bitcoin story to really to evolve into something more than a novelty. So yeah, it's possible that a lot of people are accumulating Bitcoin with the idea of having it as something that they transact with. And if that starts to happen, that'll be really interesting. I mean, I don't see any signs that it's easier today than it was 2 years ago to go to the store and buy stuff with Bitcoin or anything. There isn't a lot of transacting taking place. But it could be that people are planning for it. Or, you know, it just could be that a bunch of big institutions are thinking of Bitcoin the way they think of gold and silver. You know, it's something you put away as a store of value that will probably hold up if currencies tank. And that's interesting enough from their point of view. I don't know yet, but I do think that Bitcoin has to become a currency rather than just a form of money or a way to store wealth, for it to really become a major factor in the world. Otherwise, it's just, you know, yet another thing sitting on a balance sheet that never really goes anywhere or does anything.
But boy, oh boy, can it play havoc on investments. And boy, oh boy, is it ever volatile, too. Do you see this crypto trade, though, distracting from the gold trade? Where do you stand on that argument where people are saying, well, maybe gold's being held back because cryptos are running so much? Do you find that to be a valid argument?
Well, yes and no. I mean, no doubt some of the people who are buying Bitcoin might otherwise have used that money to buy gold. And there's kind of a generational divide too. Young Bitcoin users skew young, gold owners skew older. But, if you add up the entire market cap of the crypto space and the market value of the available gold out there, plus all the silver, you're still less than $10 trillion US. And that's in a world where total investable capital is somewhere north of $300 trillion. So just a few percentage points of the big number flowing into the small number will send all of that stuff through the roof. So I think there shouldn't be a competition between safe haven assets. And in the world that's coming, there is plenty of room for $50,000 Bitcoin, $10,000 gold, and $200 silver. So all of that stuff could work out. I mean, I'm not pretending to really understand Bitcoin, though. I have more questions than answers with that asset class. But, it's easy to envision mathematically another $10 trillion flowing into safe haven assets and pushing all the usual suspects way up. So I don't feel like they're in competition. They in the moment they might be, because people are making decisions between these things, but at some point the story will become broader. It'll become, I need safe haven assets, and so big money will be flowing into all of them and they'll all go up. So it would be nice if the thing you focus on in that class goes up more than anything else, but I'd be happy if everything I own in the safe haven space goes up quite a bit, and if Bitcoin goes up more or if gold or silver go up more, that's okay, as long as everything goes up.
Well, right now, John, everything is going up. Yes, so if we take a step back and use Bitcoin, really use almost any asset class as a barometer and compare them to each other, I think it's just showing how much money is in the system and how much money is remaining in the system, rotating and continuing to get, I guess, dumped into different asset classes. But right now, there isn't necessarily clarity in terms of risk on or risk off, because both are moving higher. The one thing that I really take away is that a lot of these inflation assets, or at least inflation insight assets, those are moving higher too. But what's your takeaway from the way we are ending this year, where everything is going up and most markets have broken out at some time this year?
Well, yeah, we've created so much new currency. I mean, the U.S. money supply went up by 22% this year. And that money has to go somewhere. So it's basically now going everywhere. So like I said earlier, inflation, as defined by rising prices, is broadening out. So yeah, we're seeing the usual financial assets go up just fine. And we're seeing regular real estate, single family houses go through the roof, along with the trophy real estate that was going up dramatically before. And I'm sure fine art is out there going way up. And the other day there was a Wayne Gretzky hockey card that sold for $1 million or something like that. So pretty much everything is going up because we created way too much money. So it's not a surprise that that financial assets and kind of anti-financial assets like safe havens, such as gold and silver, are all going up. But I think there will be a rotation out of financial assets at some point, because those things depend to a greater degree on the value of the currencies in which they're denominated, in which they pay you with interest or dividends or whatever. And when all of this extra currency starts to impact the value of the major currencies out there, that will send money out of things like bonds, for instance. Like the bond market is a terrible place to be if there's broad-based inflation, right? So money will start flowing out of that and into some other place. And one of those places will be gold and silver and possibly cryptos. So there will come a time when the inflation hedges, safe haven assets, outperform these other asset classes. So it'll be kind of a rotation. Instead of everything going up at once and everything being, you know, positively correlated because they're all rising together, safe haven assets will start rising faster, or safe haven assets will rise while these other assets fall. And that's the time when you make the real money in mining stocks, of course, because they will rise by some multiple of what the underlying metals do.
Yeah, that outperformance of the stocks, we're, in all fairness, still waiting for that. But even today is a very interesting day. We have the new virus strain or news out of the UK, and really the world shutting off from the UK, and markets started to do poorly in the morning. But boy, oh boy, have they ever bounced back, and just now breaking into almost positive territory. Well, the Dow is now in positive territory. S&P and the NASDAQ are closing in. So still very much this buy the dip mentality for markets and sectors broadly. John, great chatting with you, buddy. Thanks for taking some time on this shortened trading week. I hope you have a very Merry Christmas, a very happy holidays. We will be chatting early on in the new year.
Thanks, Corey. Happy holidays to you too. Talk to you in a couple of weeks.